Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I'm talking with Seamus Doyle from Rehan Technologies, based in Dublin, Ireland, here at CSUN, and we're in the IRI AT booth. Rehan Technologies is probably not familiar to a lot of folks, so I'm going to ask Seamus to tell you about the company and how they're connected with IRI AT and the low vision products they make. Hi, Seamus, how are you?
Hi, Shelley. Keeping very well. Glad to be here today.
It's great to meet you. First, tell people about Rehan Technologies.
Well, Rehan Electronics was established back in 1992 in Wicklow, just outside of Dublin in Ireland. And since 1992, we've been manufacturing assistive technology devices for blind and visually impaired people. We've been coming actively to CSUN maybe for the last 5 years, marketing our range of products. But we're also very active worldwide in markets like the Netherlands, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan.
Are you, you're not new in the United States then? Have you been selling the products in the US yourselves, or has IRI AT always been your distributor?
No, we've been working with a series of small dealers, distributors, and we've, in the past 6 months, we've come to an agreement with IRI AT where they will actually become our master distributor in the United States. So they will take full responsibility for all the sales and distribution of all our products. So they will stock the products here in the United States, and they will ship them to dealers throughout the United States.
Great. Well, tell me about the Acuity product, and do I have that name right?
Yeah, exactly. You do have the name right. The Acuity actually means clearness, either clearness of vision or clearness of hearing. So that's the reason why we named it Acuity. It's a desktop magnifier, but it also incorporates speech. And so if people have problems understanding text, or if they get tired reading text, all they have to do is simply press a button and the text will automatically be read back to them.
So tell me about the design, the form factor of the magnifier. What does it look like?
Well, we think it's a very pretty design. It's a 22-inch magnifier, our 22-inch HD screen incorporating HD camera technology. The beauty about it is that we've customized it using touchscreen technology to make it a very simple interface for the end user. So it's all about simplified use and making it very easy for people to use.
How about some of the techie specs? You said it's an HD display, also HD camera, and what kind of magnification range do you support?
It can actually go down as low as 1.5 times, all the way up to 75 times. So that's the range of magnification. It also comes with auto language detect, so if, for example, you have French text or English text, doesn't matter what text you put under it, it will automatically read it back in French or English.
OCR is also a big part of what you do, and tell me about that.
OCR, I suppose, has come to the low vision industry maybe in the past 5 years in various different formats. So people were asking, could they actually get text-to-speech on a reading machine or on a desktop magnifier? And there are some examples of it already made by other manufacturers, but we've simplified the whole process. We've speeded up the whole process. Traditionally, the OCRing process was quite slow and clunky, but we've done it much quicker than everyone else. And also, we've made it more tactile and more user-friendly.
How'd you do that? Did you develop your own OCR engine or get a different one? A lot of people are using the same OCR software in their devices.
Yes, but you need to write the software around it to make it more interactive, to make it more user-friendly. Everyone uses the same OCR engine, but it's how you interface with that and how you interact with it. And that's where the simplicity comes from. So all our research and development is actually done in the Netherlands. So Rehan is based in 3 countries, in Ireland, where all the manufacturing and quality assurance takes place, in the Netherlands, where all the design takes place, and also in Germany, where we do sales and after-sales service.
What else do we need to know about the speech? You're saying that speech is a feature that is available in, not a lot, but in a number of magnifiers, desktop magnifiers. So what particularly about the way you've implemented speech should people know about?
Well, a lot of magnifiers or desktop magnifiers don't even do a full A4 capture. They only do half a page. So our system actually does full A4 capture. So it captures the full A4 page. There's only another couple of systems that actually can do that on the market. But once again, I have to reiterate, it's how you interact with the system which is most important. How simple the design is and how simple it is for people to use it. Because sometimes these OCR devices, they can be quite complicated to use. So we've really stripped it down by using two different types of interface. You can either use the unit by using the full touchscreen, or we have a very simplified remote control with the basic OCR functions also incorporated on the simple remote control. So if people don't like the idea of using a touchscreen, we have an alternative in the fact that you can use a remote control as well.
I assume that the touchscreen, like most desktop magnifier interfaces itself, has contrast selection so that if, for example, you prefer reverse colors or some other combination of colors than the default, that that's available in the interface as well?
It is, absolutely. You can do up to 12 what we would call false colors, but the vast majority of users tend to prefer black on white or white on black.
Tell me about cost and availability.
Well, it's available right now for shipping from IRE-AT. The end user price for a 22-inch system with OCR is $3,595.
Do you also sell it without OCR, or is that the only configuration?
No, we sell it without OCR as well as a basic top desktop magnifier as well.
Let's get contact information for Rehan and or IRE-AT. If people are interested, how should they find out more?
Well, they obviously can go to www.irehat.com, or there's a toll-free number, 888-308-0059, or alternatively, they can contact sales at irehat.com.
Great. Seamus, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Shelley.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.